April 10, The Truth Makes Us Free. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. I am afraid for our churches. I tremble before God on their account. We have light on the Scriptures, and we shall be held accountable for all the light not cherished. The power of the Holy Spirit is needed to chase away our unbelief and unchristlike attributes. We must see our need of a physician. We are sick and do not know it. May the Lord convert the hearts of His workmen. When there is a converted ministry, then look for results. But we cannot convert our own hearts. This work can be done only by the power of the Holy Spirit. In every stage of the work, let this be remembered, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Christ has promised to send us the Comforter, whose work is to establish the kingdom of God in the soul. When such abundant provisions of mercy, grace, and peace have been made, why do human beings act as if they regard the truth as a yoke of bondage? It is because the heart has never tasted and seen that the Lord is good. The truth of the Word of God is thought by some to be a fetter, but it is the truth that makes men free. If the truth therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The truth separates man from his sins, from his hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrongdoing. The soul that cherishes the love of Christ is full of freedom, light, and joy. In such a soul there are no divided thoughts. The whole heart yearns after God. He does not go to men to know his duty, but to Christ, the source of all wisdom. He searches the Word of God that he may find out what standard he must reach. Can we ever find a surer guide than Jesus? True religion consists in being under the guidance of the Holy One in thought, word, and deed. He who is the way, the truth, and the life takes the humble, earnest, wholehearted seeker and says, "Follow me." He leads him in the narrow way to holiness in heaven. Christ has opened this path for us at great cost to himself, and we are not left to stumble our way along in darkness. Jesus is at our right hand proclaiming, "I am the way," and all who decide to follow the Lord will be led in the royal path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. What kind of vessels are meet for the Master's use? Empty vessels. When we empty the soul of every defilement, we are ready for use. When mind and heart are worked by the Spirit, when self is dead, the truth is capable of constant expansion and new development. Review and Herald, February 28, 1899.